What's up, guys?
Quick.
With the things you do.
Here's my first question.
What's up?
Did you make any alterations to your playlist now that you had to double up, or did you keep it consistent?
I got range. I got depth.
No.
Come on.
I heard a lot of the repeats.
No, there wasn't. There was just two. There was just two repeats. Ain't My Type of Hype. That's a banger. Got to do that every time. And Bobby Brown's my guy. I got a little Bobby in me, so that's a banger every time. So I had two repeats. Other than that, it was switched up a little bit, and I got to show my range.
How much pressure do players, not just you, because I know you take it seriously. Mm-hmm. How much pressure do players put on themselves when they are the playlist guys?
I think it's a lot of pressure because you got to set the tone for the day. But you also got to show yourself. You know, you got to be yourself a little bit too. So I think, because guys are always hitting up other guys like, oh, what should I do? Is this a good one? Is that a good one? So I think guys take it a little more serious.
So this conversation.
I think that, there's a little bit of that, and everybody listens to something different. So, but you got to kind of be yourself with it. But also, I'm a man of the people, so I like to, give people what they want.
I didn't hear anything for Sealer today.
Zach got it last time, so yeah.
But he got a little old school in there with Luke
Barry. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was important you to start with public service announcement.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. And that was actually, I can't take the credit for that. That was Big Jenk. He sent that to me. I feel like he's been having a heck of a camp, but he hasn't had the orange jersey yet, but he was more than worthy of it, especially this last week or so. So I was like, Jenk, you get this. Give me a hit, and he chose a good song to start it off with. So
now there was a prediction yesterday, right at this podium, from Teron Armstead, who said, "I know, obviously Christian Wilkins is already a really good player. Statistically, he's going to explode." Now Teron might not have known that your 89 tackles were most among tackles last year, so he probably was talking about even more sacks, tackles for loss. Mm-hmm. Is that something he's mentioned to you, and is that a priority for you, tackles for loss, sacks at all, as the next step?
Just really playing within the scheme and then making plays when they come to me. I'm always trying to be a dominant player on the field, but also, do it within the scheme and do it within the realm of things. Means a lot from Big T, because he's a heck of a player, done it for so long in this league, and I got a lot of respect for him, and he's a great vet to have on the team. I got a lot of respect, and he's helping those offensive linemen get better, and then he's helping us get better too, because, he brings it as well when he practices, and, just talking to him, like, what do you see here, or how, just different things, just chopping it up, talking a little bit, so it's good to have him around.
Chris, you were busting the moves too while you were practicing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, this was my day.
Is
so.
There any doubt you're the best dancer on the team?
I'm not, okay, I can vibe, I can jig a little bit, I can do my little
Bob
thing.
Bob Hunt, man, we saw you start off practice.
I mean, I like to say, I'm the most fun dancer. I don't know. There's probably guys who are legit dancers who could really do it, but I'm the most fun. Like, I'm gonna enjoy myself. I'm gonna have a good time, and other people are gonna enjoy it too.
Yeah,
so,
TikTok dance, like that.
Nah, none of that.
Something that kind of impressed me today was the lateral speed the defensive line showed.
Yeah.
The ability because that Tyreek and Jalen, end rounds.
Right.
That's
definitely been like a kind of a that's the standard really. That's been a point of emphasis for us. We kind of set the tone with that on the D line. Just kind of running to the ball. As D linemen, if you set the tone running downfield on a big play, no one else has an excuse. So that's kind of just the standard. That's how we play around here. It's pursue the ball always, and good things will happen.
Quick follow-up. I mean, what's it like trying to chase Tyreek?
Oh, them dudes fast. They fast. But it's good. I'm humbled running after them, but I also feel it's a little embarrassing because he's always going to pull away. But I still think I'm decently fast for what it's worth. But.
Do you guys defensively sit around and go and compare what you're practicing against this year compared to last year? The speed this year compared to last year. Seems like it's night and day.
I mean, yeah, we got good schemes, we got good players, we bring it every day. So, it's just fun to compete against each other. Just the different things we do offensively, the one-on-one matchups we might have, whether it's at receiver and corner or, in the trenches, wherever. We got a lot of good matchups, and it's good, fun, competitive practices.
Christian, I love watching you retrace your rush, man, but it seems like sometimes they throw the ball away and you're running 30 yards downfield with the football. Do you exaggerate that for any reason, or is that just what you do?
That's just kind of what I do. The way you got to stress yourself and strain yourself so you can get your conditioning up so then the game is easy. That's what practice is for. You got to harp on those little things, and, that's kind of, that's how I play in the game. Ball's away, I'm trying to go get it. That's just kind of my standard and how I do it. And, again, it's a tone-setting thing. No one else has any excuse if one of the bigger guys on the team, on the defense is doing it. So
you said you're a man of the people. How does it feel when you hear that Christian Wilkins chant?
It's all love. I appreciate the love and the support from the fans and everything, and I have a good time with it. It's all love, so I enjoy it also.
Did your teammates give you a hard time for how you reciprocated?
Say again? Not really. They've learned to expect the unexpected with me. It's just kind of, hey, that's Christian. He's going to do what he does. It is what it is kind of thing.
I wanted to ask you about, from a defensive standpoint, obviously the first week you guys were vanilla and offense was no pads and offense was getting off. And then you start putting some of these blitzes and the exotic looks and the tide kind of changed. When do you know that you guys are ready defensively?
It's really a day-by-day thing, and you're never, fully finished product. You always got to bring it every day, and that's kind of our mindset, and just the leaders lead, everyone else follows, and we just kind of – you just got to bring it, and, there's always wrinkles or things we might adjust or whatever. But really just, it starts with the leaders and, just bringing it and having that mindset. You never really, complete it as a defense. You're always looking to improve. So.
Have you noticed anything different at Josh Porter this year?
Say again?
Anything different at Josh Porter?
Same guy. Josh is a heck of a coach. And it means a lot to him. And he brings it and has a high standard for us defensively. And so we kind of all follow his lead there.
Chris, Jalen mentioned when he was up here how this scheme offensively really tests your eye discipline with your reads. I was curious your thoughts on that as somebody who plays on the inside compared to.
Yeah, no, it definitely. They do a lot of good stuff on offense. You gotta. And it's good for us. It's definitely just good. It makes practices fun, competitive, and it's just. You always got to be ready for it all. So
there's obviously a job to be won with Adam Butler, unfortunately, no longer here. You got Big John Jenkins. You got others. What has Ben Still, the Cornhusker, shown?
No, Ben's he's a good young talent. He has a good mindset. He loves the game. He brings it, and he's smart. He really understands what we're trying to do. He's still young. He's still trying to figure it out, but he does. He's been pretty solid, definitely, so far as a young guy. And it's been good to see.
See him do the worm?
I did, and it was a little stiff. It wasn't quite like I can do. He stole my move, but I'll give him some props. He tried his best, but it ain't touching my worm. But it's all good. I'll give him credit.
Did he steal it, or was it homage to you?
I don't know. He didn't give me a shout out or nothing like that, so I got to talk to him about that. He didn't what's it called when you do in school when you steal somebody's work? Yeah, he plagiarized. He didn't annotate biblically. It's been a little while since I've been in school, but he didn't do that. So, yeah.
Excited for joint practices next week, playing someone else, joint practices?
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, what type of team Tampa has been in the past and the type of players they have. So it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it, definitely. And, being at this point in my career, 4 years in, I have a little bit of different mindset when I go into the joint practices. Kind of as a young guy, you're still, trying to figure it out, and you're like, am I good enough, am I not? And, now you just kind of have a different mindset and different things you want to attack and work on when you go to those joint practices. So definitely looking forward to that challenge.
Christian, Austin Clark told us earlier this week that you and Zach Sealer, the way you guys kind of see a play, if it doesn't go right, you come off and you
Yeah.
make the corrections ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious to get your perspective on that evolution of your game now here in year four.
No, definitely. I definitely work hard, on my craft and trying to understand, what it is that I have to do and what our offense is trying to do and things like that. And Zach, he's been so big for me in my career. Because that's my guy, that's my best friend on the team, and he's a smart player. We kind of see things really similarly, and kind of things he might miss, I can pick up for him, and vice versa. And it's he's been great for my development as a player, and we kind of just always bounce things off each other, talk about schemes, and we're at that point where when we mess up, we're like, okay, this is what happened. It's not as much we're coming over like, oh, what was this? What was that? You know what I mean? We could correct ourselves, and we take a lot of pride in that.
Final question. That's good.
Good deal.
Thanks, Christian.